Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome. This is Angela Coulter bringing you this week's Living the Shift. And this week we're being joined by Sarah Avignon. Say good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about creating your ultimate now. But actually, you know, it's funny. The title of this should really be, you know, what's that one thing or those 10 things? Because so many of us are getting, there are many of us, and this is really geared to people who are doing a lot of self-focus time, a lot of self-focus work or energy healing on themselves or expansion or however you want to look at it. But basically focusing on their own consciousness expansion. And so what I found and what we found and just working with others and talking with others and just seeing in the world in general is that there's so many, it's like there's so much progression done in these certain areas for everyone. And then there's just say like one thing or a couple of things and then, and we just, you know, fight against it or can't seem to get past it and get stuck there. And then we get so frustrated. And then, you know, wow, Sarah and I have had these conversations a zillion times, but it's like becoming really exacerbated collectively and individually. And so we wanted to talk about, because we've been working it out on our own. So, you know, where we should start is just really, is like, you know that you're not alone and know that it's all part of what we agreed to do. And part of it is remembering, you know, we set those things up for us to remember how to get past them. What do you think, Sarah?
I agree. It's like that little splinter that, you know, you think you get it off and you lose the little tag end of it and now it's infected. And so not only does your finger hurt, but your hand and your whole arm hurts. And you can't ignore it anymore.
Right. Yeah. Right. Or we try to ignore it and we get to a part where we're so desperately trying to ignore it and then we try to deal with it. And I know there are so many out there who are energy healers, who are very experienced and practiced and advanced practitioners, and they get so, and it's almost like a test of the ego is because we get to this point of, well, what is the matter with me if I can do this with everything but this?
Right.
You know.
And you really start to question.
Yeah, right. And then you start to question, is this actually true? Am I really, you know, as adept as I thought? And then we have the whole thing of, well, am I good enough to even be doing this? And yada, yada, yada.
Well, how can I help someone else?
Right, right.
That's my favorite question when I really get lost.
Right. And we get so stuck in this place of, well, and then what happens is our attention keeps on going to it. We start pulling our hair out because we're like, you know, what the heck? And then, you know, we think we get it and we get part of it and then it comes back again. And this can be anything. This can be physical. You know, like I've seen people have like this one physical thing and they, no matter what they do, you know, it just persists, right? It's emotional. It's repetition of certain patterns that they've had that didn't serve them in their life, you know, that keeps on dragging them down and limiting them. Or us, any of us, you know, or what else can you think of? There's just so many different examples of this.
Well, it's that tiny little crumb that brings everything to the grinding halt. And the more you don't look at it, the louder it gets. And, you know, like you said, even small physical things or habits, tendencies of, you know, my favorite financial thing, you know, seems like a small thing and then it just magnifies out and it takes on a consciousness of its own.
Right, right. And financial is funny because that tends to be one of those things that we've built in for ourselves to be major stopping block.
Right. Well, everything revolves around it.
In this world anyway, right?
Right, so. Right. Money and power.
Right. And so, you know, we get through all this stuff and and I get that question a lot. I get that question a lot and you know, we were working and so what happened was, and I'll give everybody who's watching this now and outside of space and time, but, you know, we were talking about, Sarah and I were talking about this the other day, and it's like, well, I'm finding that I would be watching stuff with some of the people I love the most, and they are so advanced and everything, and then there's this one thing. I mean, including myself. And so I noticed that the stuff would come up with, that would be equivalent to judgment, but not judgment of the person, but it was in judgment of the process. So that's where we got into the process discussion, because then I was like, in judgment of, why are we still doing this? Like, why? We know better. We know beyond this, and we remember beyond this, and we're still falling into this, and why are we still allowing this? And it was like, blah, 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 like started going off in my mind, you know?
It just seems that once you start to focus in on that, everything is part of a process of some kind, and we know it doesn't have to be that way. So why are we still buying into the process?
Right. And we were even talking about, it's funny. So, you know, anybody who knows of Trinity Energy Progression, which is, you know, a practice that I started and I teach, and Sarah actually teaches it too, and it's actually to help us release all of the, I guess, the processes, right? Actually, it's to release all the limitations. It's for us to remember our limitlessness and our divinity and how it's all within us. And that itself, you know, in even as loosely done as it is and as expansive as it is, still have processes, you know, but they're loosely based. But then we're like, okay, everything that we've created in the 3D is a process. The whole 3D is a process. Our bodies are a process. The way our bodies function is a process. The way we go through life is a process. I mean, once we hit that process where it was like, oh, my God, look at how this entire thing, right? The process.
Right. All of 3D is nothing but one process after another.
Right.
And all intermingled and tied together, interdependent. It's mind-blowing.
Right. And so, you know, we've spent all this time focusing on, okay, creating from now, right? So that's one of the first steps. I mean, these are, and so, like, okay, we've been working on this, you know, really actively. For anybody who might be watching this, it's just starting. You know, part of it is realizing, number one, we create our own reality, that it's us, that it's all us, that it's nobody else. We're not a victim to anything. We have chosen our path, right?
Right.
And then it's up to us to remember to complete the lessons, to complete the process, to complete what we set out to do. And then it's really creating what will serve us in the highest and best way from now, right? So the next step is, I mean, this is really in a thumb, you know, like in a really little thumbnail, you know, a symbol is what I'm thinking, is creating from now and letting go of the past, right? So then we're dealing with that. We're dealing with laws, right? With, okay, so even if we agree, there are these laws of physics, these laws of biology, these laws of this that we set up, and we agreed to.
Right. They just support the process.
Right. Well, yeah, right. So the next step is letting go of having to abide by all those. But then what happens is we get distracted and focused on what we are still holding on to. And then we realize, wait, it's just a process, right?
It's like, go back to start.
It's like, duh, like the big duh moment. And
right.
And we're sitting there going, oh, my God. And we're, like, doing these kind of shaking our hands in the air going, what are we missing?
Right.
And I know so many who watch this will say, I totally understand because there is that thing or those things. But I just, you know, I am so conscious of. Now, of course, there are so many things to look at, right, before we even get there, because there are things to look at around the ego, right? So let's back up, because I know you and I got there, and now it's like we got to back up a little bit. See, but,
right.
You know, oftentimes we get into a place of, okay, the ego gets stuck in something, right? And so, or the ego gets masterful at hiding something. And then we get to a place of, we repeat the same things that are, well, we'll start repeating the same thing in a different way because the ego just says, oh, well, okay, well, if you look at it this way, how about if we hide it this way?
Right.
And so what we're talking about here is that when we've gotten to the point where we have explored all of these avenues, and we're like, okay, totally stripped down, naked, totally looking at ourselves saying, okay, so why am I still having this if I'm looking at all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where we got to. So then we're shaking our hands in the air like, what are we missing? It's got to be so easy. It's like the nose on our face, right?
Right, staring us right here.
Right. Yeah. So it's funny that I love something that Sarah said to me when we were having this conversation the other day, and I wrote it down. It says, you know, she said, well, processes like in thoughts, processes thoughts that cause emotion that distract the heart from just being, which was a fabulous thing to say. Because when we have, you know, when we say we have to follow the process, even if it's the process in healing, the process in creating, the process in expansion, the process of ascension, the process of enlightenment, the process of remembrance. I mean, it's all of these things. It's still something that we embedded here in the 3D to look at. So we're like, oh, but then, and that's so perfect. So listen to it. Process is such, because I didn't know if Sarah would remember it by today.
Yeah.
Process is thoughts that cause emotion that distract the heart from just being. Yeah. Yeah, so go ahead and explain more of that, how you had come upon it.
It's almost like the process creates the thoughts and emotions that distract us, and it's literally the process of doing versus being. Because being is just from the heart. And what came to me when we were working yesterday is your heart's desire. Your heart's desire, if you really look at that, is not anything process-based. It's just being. And living in that moment of unconditional love and joy and happiness and exuberance, it has nothing to do with the process.
Right.
And by hooking the emotions into the process, it's the ultimate distraction because emotions supposedly come from the heart. So it convinces everything, oh, no, you're really feeling and you're really coming from the heart. So it's the ultimate distraction because it's like a full-body distraction versus, you know, just the mind or you know, just a single egoic emotion.
Right, and that's something that so many have yet. I mean, we're still remembering this, right? So this is all about, this is, I don't want to say it's all a process.
New process.
It's a new part of the journey, let's just say.
A new way of seeing.
That's right. Is to though remember, because I hear that a lot too. And now we're at these really refined points of understanding, right? Which is like you just said, is my emotion. So, like, we feel emotion, and then we automatically feel like, oh, well, then I'm coming from heart, like you just said, right? Even if it's an egoic emotion, yes, we can have egoic emotions. Guess what? Fear, anxiety, anger, yearning, resentment,
jealousy.
Regret, jealousy, yeah, guilt, doubt, sorrow, pain, all of that are ego-based emotions. And, yes, you can feel them to the core of your heart.
Right.
So that was a really good point because it's so true. So then we're like, well, if I feel it in the heart, then I really feel it. And I'm like, but if it's all based on that, that's all based on separation, which comes from the ego,
right.
Which then is not the heart's desire.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, I've had so many conversations with people. Like I had a conversation with somebody once about, like they were having all of this drama in their life. Because I felt like they had to be with their twin flame, even though they were married to somebody else and all this kind of stuff. And they were like, but I yearn for this person. And I said, yearning is a sense of lack, a sense of something you don't have, which comes from the ego, which means that that's coming from, right, a sense of separation. So that's actually egoic. And when I pointed that out in that way, they're like, oh, you know, you're right.
Shoot.
Like, crap. know. And which is, that's where we get lost. This is the whole thing, is we're so used to, like, getting one little tidbit and then just totally going with it, right?
Right.
And so instead of saying, wait a second, let me just keep myself in check, let me listen to my higher guidance, is this really in the highest and best for me? Is it the highest and best for the situation? Oh, and this is great because we have a question. What is the difference between an egoic emotion and a true emotion, which is what we're talking about right now? So it's like, if it doesn't come from a space of love, pretty much, it's pretty, in an unconditional way without boundaries, then it's pretty much an egoic emotion. So like I said, yearning, anything that shows lack, you know, or because all of that, the anger, the resentment, the anxiety and fears and guilt and doubt and whatever, was it jealousy and
jealousy.
Yeah, sorrow, pain. There's so many.
Well, and didn't Empower versus Source, they put a number on it? And anything below love is a negative emotion, an egoic emotion.
Oh, right, yeah, and I do have that hanging up here.
Yeah, so it's like love and above.
Right, the love and above, and that's, and for anybody who has never heard of this, that's it's called the Map of Consciousness. And I can't remember, who was it that put that out? Do you remember?
I think it was, you know, I know it was talked about in Power versus Force.
I have it right here.
Actually, I have it over here, too. I have the book also.
I'm seeing if it's got a name on it. It's from the Institute of Advanced Spiritual Research. Anyway, Dr. Hawkins.
Yeah, and that's who wrote the book,
yeah.
Power versus Force.
So, love and above is where we're expansive and coming from the heart, right? So, I'm looking at the list. So, when we get to loving, that's pretty far up the list. So, I have this chart here, which you're not going to be able to see really well, but pretty much love is,
I think it's at 500.
Yeah, which is right here where my finger is, pretty far up the chart in the beginning of the purple. So, you've got loving, wise, one, completion, joy. So, all right, reason, love, joy, peace, and enlightenment. The emotion is reverence, serenity, bliss, ineffable. This is going up the scale. And see, even on this, so it has process. The process of love, loving, revelation, transfigure, and then it goes up to oneness, transfiguration, all being, illumination, and self-pure consciousness. So of course, it's a chart, which is a process. So we're going to know that, but it's a good guideline.
Right.
And so what we get to that point, and that's what we do, is we're like, okay, well, if it's coming from the heart, this is really what I believe. But here's the thing. If we feel it and it's expansive, that's really truly coming from the heart. If we feel it and it's contracting or limiting or exclusionary in any way, then it comes from the ego.
Or separation.
Right. Right. So that's one thing for us to get through and to look at, because these are all refinements. And there was something else beyond that. Now I can't remember it, so I'm sure it'll come back to me. Where are we going with that? Sarah, jump in anytime.
I know. Anything that distracts from the goal of oneness,
right,
supports the process.
Right. And if we believe we have to do it a certain way, that we have to do it with a certain person, and see, when we do that, that's all with the sense of lack, because it means that we have to do it by fulfilling something outside of us.
Right.
And when we get past
Totally.
Right. And when we get past the process, we get into a place of just that wholeness and remembrance and joy and peace and wholeness, you know, just this oneness, you know, and interesting. So we did that together. We were working together yesterday, and this morning I was in meditation. It was just so phenomenal to say, okay, this is where I am. And yeah, okay, this is my intention, and whatever else is fine. Whatever else is going to bring me to that place, or key, or not bring me, but help me remember that place and stay in that place of being beyond, because it's a complete shift once we let go of the process.
It really is. It's mastering staying above the storm, or not even riding the tidal wave, but just hovering right over it. Yesterday, I found that anytime I'd try to get drawn back into the process, and I could just simply check back in to where I was in relation to the meditation that we'd done, it pulled me right back out of the drama, right back out of that process, and it just gave me a whole new perspective on everything.
And it's true. And yeah, because, I mean, when we got done with that, it was like such a sense of stillness. Oh, my God. It was such a complete sense of stillness and love and just acceptance and presence, like right now, which is really what our goal is, to get back to that. Because when we're there, it's always going to be from the highest and best. It's always going to be from the heart.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we get so stuck in, we're so used to the process that we don't even realize that we're stuck in it, right? So,
and we're perpetuating it.
Exactly. Because it's funny because back to even when we're talking about the Trinity thing and Trinity itself, it's a process to remember how to be without process, which is sort of funny. But then eventually you just don't need the process anymore because it's there, right?
Right.
But what I see going on now is we have just created, in general, in the spiritual world, this whole new set of processes of what you're supposed to do to be enlightened, what you're supposed to do to, you know, whatever. And everybody else, 20 different people, you're going to get 20 different answers to what that's going to be.
Right.
Because that's all the perception of the process, right? And then you're like, you know, I say all these things, well, you have to do this. And what I always tell people is whenever we listen to the have to and the mustn't and you must and, you know, you can't, right, that's totally ego-based, but it's also very process-based because it means you have to go through this process. Here's a big one for so many, and anybody who watches this, I'm going to say it just so you hear it. There is no path to enlightenment because you're already enlightened.
Right.
All it is remembering the core of who we are and remembering our divinity and peeling away all the processes. So what we're doing is we're not attaining anything outside of ourselves, but we are just remembering what's already inside of us, and we're peeling away all of that crap, all of the processes, all of the
distractions.
Right, the distractions, the separations that we put in place to experience the lessons, to experience and complete the lessons we want to complete, which there's nothing wrong with any of that. It's simply, though, instead of we've gone through all of this, you know, everything's outside of us, part of the whole duality and separation experience, to get to that place of saying, whoa, wait a second. Yeah, this is all a facade. It was already there. It was already inside from the beginning. And I just forgot.
And the less you pay attention to something, the smaller it gets.
Right.
So taking your attention from the process means that it can't exist for long. So it falls away because it no longer, you no longer create it by giving it your attention.
Yeah. And what's really cool is something that I saw, a book that I'm reading right now, the Ramanist book, right, which is fascinating. It's fascinating because it's a fictional book that has this really underlying wisdom in it. But there's this whole thing about the, you know, a different perception of how, you know, there's the superconscious and the subconscious and then the 3D consciousness. And we have gotten to the point of such management by the 3D consciousness, we manage by process, right? And actually, when I was reading last night, it was so similar to what you and I had talked about yesterday morning. So I thought that was great. And so, like, you know, in this particular character's training, it was like the instruction was to get beyond the process, to get beyond saying, I have to move my body to do this, or I have to, you know, even if it's as automatic as it's become, but to simply exist in the higher consciousness and the subconscious together to say, we got this. And when we take out the onus of management from, say, the bottom of the barrel, which is here in the 3D, and allow it to simply flow, things just simply flow in a much more powerful and limitless kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, oh my God, all that stuff that I learned to get or learn to help me remember how to get to the point of, say, things like instantaneous healing, right? Or healing beyond what the 3D expects, which, you know, we've done in large part in many ways. This is the rest of it. You know, this is, oh, by the way, my body doesn't have to get injured or have an issue or anything to begin with.
That's right. It supports everything that we dreamed of attaining.
Right. Right. And when we can truly get past the, I have to grow my hair back when it gets cut. I have to, you know, I mean, things like that. Right, I'm ready to get to the point of I can just have my hair being the color I want it to be without having to do anything to it.
Right.
Effortless.
Right. No process.
Just a little fun in there. But truly, when we get to that point, that's when we can get to that point of teleportation and levitation and bilocation, which, you know, by the way, we're already touching on. Many of us are already touching on it. And so this is almost like this is the one thing that's holding us back. And when we can let go of the process, when we can let go of I have to do this via a process, I have to be ruled by processes. Oh, that's a big belief, right, that I'm
right.
getting collectively, that I am ruled by process, or the 3D is ruled by processes, right? And, oh, see, that was a big one.
Yeah, processes support my growth.
Yeah.
Wow, how limiting is that?
Right. Right, to say, I simply am.
Right.
It takes away the entire path to say, I'm already there. So we're sort of going from, okay, like in this one conversation, you know, that's why I sort of went through this little, like I said, the little symbol of this overview of all these other steps, which I know, by the way, is a process in itself, right?
Absolutely.
However, things are, we're accelerating so quickly that I believe that that's why these remembrances are coming in of saying, yeah, you know what? If you let go of the process, even early in the whole experience, let's just say, of awakening and remembering, we let go of the need to abide by processes, then we can simply accelerate even faster and just remember that we're already there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it?
It does. Almost speechless.
And then we can just say, oh my gosh, then I can just get down to business instead of, you know, what even 5 years ago took a certain amount of time or, you know, it was a process. Like, and it's great because even, you know, now I know you've been doing this for quite a number of years, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like 11?
Yeah. And it was, for me, it was 6 years ago when I actually started actively doing all this. And when I first really awakened, have what I call my grand awakening, and just such a huge jump in awareness, you know, my understanding was part of this is to get out of the ego, right? So part of this is, number one, to know that you can be at 100 miles an hour tomorrow. You don't have to take a whole, like, whatever number of years to get there. And by the way, as fast as you're doing it, people are going to get even faster at doing it. And by the way, oh, wait, you're going to help them do that. And at that time, I was like, seriously, you got the wrong person. I don't know what you're talking about. But the importance in the beginning for me and for anyone that I would just impart this with, and when I work with people in sessions and stuff, would be how, well, part number one is getting past the ego, right, and judgment. letting go of judgment, living free of it and beyond the duality of it, and to say it's all perfect, right?
Right.
Getting comfortable with myself, getting to a place of love and acceptance of perfection within myself, to know that because it took me, say, a year and a half, which was freaking tremendous at the time, because, you know, this past 15 years has been such a upheaval in the standard processes, right, that were in place before then for so long. It was a year and like 2 months before I was pushed to do this full time. Like, I literally was given like 14 months, get your crap together and get on with it. And then it was like the following year, which is when Trinity was, you know, the remembrance of that came to me, and then it was like, oh, go teach that now. And it's just accelerated ever since. But also be okay with, by the way, the people who you're going to be helping are going to get up to speed even faster because we're accelerating even more. And that's part of, and I feel like this whole thing that we came to, this remembrance of letting go of the processes and having to have a process, oh my gosh, this is going to actually exponentially increase it even more. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. I know I went to 3 years healing school, and it was tremendous. It was amazing. But it, looking back at it now, it was, you know, like a worm on the sidewalk. It was crawling. It was so slow compared to where we are now. Now is the speed of thought.
Yeah, or beyond the speed of thought, right?
Right. Yeah, true.
So that, I guess, you know, This is a lot to consider. And like I said, I think we just went through about, you know, we went from kindergarten to graduate school in one half hour kind of discussion here. So I would say, I feel like we should just simply do that intention that we did yesterday. What do you think?
Oh, I agree.
And because I'm just sitting in that and feel it's just so powerful in itself, which is, so the statement, what we would call the creation statement, was, I allow, accept, and embrace that the process is complete at all levels. That's it. And so then the intention would be whatever's to be done so that we fully exist in, fully and permanently exist and manifest from the vibration and reality of that statement, all with grace and ease and fun and flow, because we all want the grace and ease and fun and flow. And again, the statement is, I allow, accept, and embrace that the process is complete at all levels, which, by the way, all that's just a process, and we can let go of that too, but the purpose of everybody understanding what we're doing, that's why I'm illustrating it. Let's go and do that, shall we? So you can, by the way, if you're watching live, great. If you're watching outside of space and time, which means you're watching the recording, you can absolutely join us to do this as well, because it is, again, so we step out of space and time to do that. So let's go and do that. Just close your eyes and relax, and I'll let you know we're done.
90 seconds.
Well, I was coming back anyway. That's for anybody who's wondering, that's actually the Blog Talk Radio part of the show. That was really, really nice. That's all. Just
60 seconds.
Blissful. I'm not going to turn off on it. I'm just telling you that my show is over. But anyway, so, how was that? That was just amazing. I felt, actually what I was guided in the beginning, at the beginning, that was to also add in, I am free.
Yeah, that seems to come with me from the
heart. Yeah, so we were, and then I just saw this, just this huge expanse. It was just nice. It felt so powerful. Whew. So, I'm just going to wait till this passes, so that I'm going to have to remember to mute that part of the show. Because we're just about done, but I just wanted to close up with some comments. And, okay, good. So, so I want to defer to you, Sarah. So, close up and any thoughts, and also then what people can do from this.
I found yesterday when I worked with this that I was reminded all day about process wasn't, which is a mouthful. But anytime I would feel things starting to wall up and pull it away from core peace that I discovered, I could just use that word and I could come back to that processless, which is now my favorite one.
Processlessness.
It goes well with this process.
Yes, it does. Limitlessness. So be aware of that. Be aware of that this week after watching this, and come back and do that awesome clearing or whatever you want to call that, awesome remembering, let's just say that, together as many times as you want, because, like I said, I think that's going to be pretty much my theme moving forward, because it just brings me back to such a place of literally I see this pool and like one little drop, like in that clear ripple that goes out and out and out, and it was just, but then it was almost like that mirror of clearness that you see in this really calm pond or lake or, ocean, where it's like glass and it's like, so where even the small things, when we come back to that place, then we can see all the pieces so much more clearly.
Right.
And
for me, it connects that tone of the multiverse.
Yeah.
That just echoes and permeates every essence of the multiverse and brings it to that element that needs to propel people forward.
Yeah, totally. And then you can hear with such a refined or remember. Or tune in to such a refined note, or if you so choose, and then you can move to any other one, which I sort of had my experience in my meditation this morning, which was just phenomenal. But so focus on whenever you get stuck in a process and you feel like you're stuck someplace, come back to this being, the process complete, being free. Getting to that space again, and then working, moving from there, or acting from there. It's a much different perspective, and it sounds like, different shades of the same thing, and it's fine, except that this is a very important shade of the whole, to my understanding. So, play with that. And in closing, before we get off the air, I just want Sarah to tell people where she is, how to contact her, anything what she's got coming up.
I've got my website, and I'm classes starting Friday. I'm in the Dallas area. And it's all the information on my website, livingasensus.net.
Yep. So thanks for joining, and thanks everybody for joining, and hopefully you'll come back next time on Living the Shift. Thanks a lot,
awesome, everybody.
All right.
Yay.
Wait, one second.